This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS with the Talking Heads in the background. You ever see their concert movie Stop Making Sense?
No. Entertaining?
Very entertaining. It was directed by Jonathan Demme, terrific director. And it's just a raw concert performance. That's the entire movie by the Talking Heads. And I've talked about this before. David Byrne could never become a star in the era of The Voice and American Idol and those kind of shows because he's just a little bit too odd, and they would never think, oh, this guy's good. Plus, his voice isn't traditionally mellifluous in any way. So
but it fits with their instruments.
Fits perfectly, and the performance that he gives in that movie is terrific. Stop Making Sense, it's called. It's like 20 years old, but worth digging up and downloading sometime. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and this is your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, America's favorite trivia game. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 30 days, call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or star KTRS on your cell phone. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in our town. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge and amazing food. I'll tell you where they're playing tonight and tomorrow night in just a couple of moments. But first, let's meet our first Harris Challenge contestant today. Hello, Andy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks for asking. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Not much gain, but I'm a teacher in Waterloo, so hoping to win tonight.
How's this semester going for you?
Very good.
Good, glad to hear it. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to turn on the semi-random category computer. When we push that button, the categories and questions come spilling out. Always led by our topical category, have you been paying attention? You can have that, or you can have dead people who make more money than you. Or you can have movies about scary diseases. Our tribute to Ebola and similar things. Which one would you like?
Movies with scary diseases.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to ask you five questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points. That's 15 points total that you can earn. You don't have to get all those points, though. Get at least half, and you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize!
All right, Paul, we have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And they are excellent
Yes,
donuts.
They are. Ask Rocky Madden.
That's right. Rocky was there this morning. We also have, from Werenberg Theaters, we have free movie passes. You might want to go see the movie that Colin just talked about, The Book of Life. We also have A Walk Among the Tombstones and other movies to choose from. Or a free bowling party.
A free bowling party?
Yes. At Kingpin Lanes or Crest Bowl. Kingpin Lanes is in Bridgeton. Crest Bowl is in Florissant. It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane. And a one large, one topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes. Or if you do get all the questions right, that's 15 points, a clean sweep. You get all the prizes, making it a package valued at well over
$1 million.
Andy, your category is movies about scary diseases. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What 1995 film about the Mutaba virus going viral starred Dustin Hoffman, Rene Russo, and Morgan Freeman?
Pass on that one.
In what 2011 Steven Soderbergh movie was Gwyneth Paltrow patient zero for a pandemic that infected the world?
Contagion.
Correct. What 1971 movie based on a Michael Crichton novel was about a deadly virus brought back from space?
Pass.
In what 2007 movie did Will Smith play the only man on Earth immune to a man-made virus originally created to cure cancer?
I Am Legend.
Correct. The 2002 film 28 Days Later was about four survivors of a highly contagious virus. What was the 2007 sequel called?
Say that one more time.
What was the sequel to 28 Days Later?
Oh.
28 weeks later. The Michael Crichton novel was The Andromeda Strain, and the 1995 movie with Hoffman, Russo, and Freeman was called Outbreak. Andy, you got the two, you got the four. That is only 6 points. Here's a part of the Harris Challenge rules I didn't explain for our first-time listeners. If you don't win, not only do you lose, but you also have to be punished. And this week, to do the punishing, since Bill Murray's new movie St. Vincent is opening today, we have a little bit of Bill Murray, well, I guess you could call this singing. The guy credit, he goes for it, doesn't he?
Wow.
Yeah. Andy, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but you brought it on yourself, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Here is contestant number two. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my co-workers at United Industries today.
All right. Categories are, have you been paying attention? Dead people who make more than you, or four-letter countries?
Wow. How about dead people who make more than I do?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose second posthumous album, Escape, helped him earn $140 million this year despite being dead?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Which reggae legend earned $20 million with businesses including a beverage company, a clothing line, and eco-friendly lifestyle products?
Bob Marley.
Correct. After almost 34 years after being murdered in New York, which legendary rocker still earned $12 million this year?
John Lennon.
Correct. Which wild-haired genius who died in 1955 earned $11 million this year from such items as posters, T-shirts, and tablets for student scientists?
Albert Einstein.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep, which martial arts movie star died in 1973 but earned $9 million this year from video games and an ad for Mazda?
Bruce Lee.
That is how you do a clean sweep, ladies and gentlemen. 15 points. Can't do better than that. Paul. Nicely done. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your panoply of prizes. First time I've ever used that word on the radio. Let's go to our next contestant now. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just glad the weekend's here. Probably go out to wine country and check out Noble Life.
Weather seems to be pretty nice for exactly that sort of activity, since we don't have baseball to watch.
I know, I'm still crying.
All right, which would you like? Have you been paying attention? Four-letter countries or cringing at the debate? That's our new third category.
Wow, I wanted that last category, so I guess I'll take... Have you been paying attention?
Okay.
The default.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who has hosted the Emmys and the Tonys, and we found out this week will next host the Oscars?
Pass.
For 1 point each, name the two Silicon Valley companies that announced this week they will cover the cost of employees freezing their eggs.
Apple and Microsoft.
The other one was Facebook. Apple is correct. Which premium TV channel announced that next year it'll offer a way to watch its shows online without a cable subscription?
Oh, I didn't hear that one. Pass.
Which politician's son was kicked out of the U.S. Navy Reserve after testing positive for cocaine? Want to pass? Within 100 pounds, how much does this year's world champion heavyweight pumpkin weigh?
2,200.
2,085, you just missed. Who's going to host the Oscars next year?
Colin Farrell.
You're very, very wrong. It's Neil Patrick Harris. HBO is the company offering the non-cable subscriptions next year, and it's Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who was kicked out of the Navy Reserves for testing positive for cocaine. So all you got, Mike, was 1 point for Apple, which may or may not turn out to be today's lowest score, but either way, it does mean you have to be punished. Once again, William Bill Murray.
As I walk through this wicked world. Searching for light in the darkness of insanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? Anytime I feel like this inside, there's one thing I want to know. What's so funny?
That's the role that he got nominated for an Academy Award, Lost in Translation. And that's all for you, Mike.
All right. Have a good weekend. Amen to PM.
Thank you very much. And thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Contestant number four. Hello, Jim.
How are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to tell that I love you to my wife because today's my anniversary.
Well, certainly you should say her name.
Dolores.
All right. Happy anniversary to the two of you. Which category are you going to take to win some prizes as an anniversary gift for Dolores? We have four-letter countries or cringing at the debate.
Four-letter countries.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country's capital is Havana?
Cuba.
What country's capital is Tehran?
Iran.
Correct. What country's capital is Baghdad?
Iraq.
What country's capital is Lima?
Peru.
What country's capital is Vientiane?
Laos.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in a while, two clean sweeps in one day. That's 15 points. Nicely done, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah. Laos, Peru, Iraq, Iran, and Cuba. All winners today for Jim. And our final contestant is you, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Sunburstpromo.com is our fundraising company we own.
Okay. The only category left on here is cringing at the debate.
Well, I'm cringing just thinking about it.
60 seconds on the clock, Jerry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state did one gubernatorial candidate refuse to step on stage for several minutes this week because the other had a fan under his podium?
Pennsylvania.
Florida. What 2012 presidential candidate tried to list three government departments he'd do away with, but could only remember two?
Pass.
Which 1988 presidential candidate was frozen by Bernard Shaw asking whether he'd favor the death penalty if his wife was raped and murdered?
Dukakis?
Correct. In a 1976 debate, which candidate wrongly said, quote, there is no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe?
Carter?
Ford. What was the name of Ross Perot's 1992 running mate who famously opened a vice presidential debate by asking, who am I? Why am I here?
Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. The 2012 presidential candidate who tried to list three government departments he'd do away with but could only remember two.
No idea.
That would be current Texas Governor Rick Perry, and okay. Ross Perot's running mate was James Stockdale.
Okay.
You got Michael Dukakis, 3 points, which is almost as many states as he won. Actually, I think it's more.
Could be.
But with 3 points, that means I have to punish you as well. Let's go back to Mr. Murray singing Whitney Houston. I should say, singing Dolly Parton, since she's the one who wrote the song. Maybe I'm misusing the word singing.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough, that's enough. Jerry, I hope you have a great weekend and a great anniversary.
Thank you very much.
We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15. You get another shot next week here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.